Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter by going to @CaptainsAmerica. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and FoundersCode.com is the website that she has, and Denise Simon is her name. And good morning again.
Good morning.
I did that backwards, but that's okay. Adam Schiff yesterday, the gift that keeps on giving, Shifty Schiff, is the chairman of the January 6th commission, if you will, a committee, and he said that there are a number of tools that we could use to compel testimony from Trump and McCarthy. What's he planning?
Well, humiliation. I mean, this is another impeachment. So that's what he's planning.
Which is why he's in charge, because he did it twice before.
Precisely.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. I mean, these guys, they just, and by the way, this isn't helping their cause. I don't know if they know this. They might think it is, but it's not. It really isn't.
No argument from me.
So I'm not going to tell them how to operate. Just go ahead and do it.
No.
You'll lose some more votes.
I agree with you.
Jeez, God, but that's nuts. And it's kind of like the the Texas Democrats up there looking for fruits, nuts, berries, and cash from home. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, they've been trying to impeach the entire Republican Party. I mean, Nancy Pelosi has been going after Mitch McConnell. Remember, you know, she was literally trying to run the Senate.
Yep.
And this is her playbook. So. It's also, I would say, her last hurrah. You know, I don't think she'll ever be speaker again.
Now, the Veterans Affairs Office has become the first federal agency to enact a COVID-19 vaccination mandate. A lot of people and the union is already up in arms about this. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I smell lawsuits.
Well, it could be an interesting one if there is one, because remember, you had that judge rule on the hospital in, what was it, Houston?
Yes.
When you know, the hospital administrator said that all the healthcare workers had to be vaccinated, and otherwise you can't come to work, and they sued and they lost. So, you know, what they're really, this, not that the judge's decision was right, but his premise is the people that are not vaccinated are a threat to public health. But, you know, we have a vaccination that hasn't, it still has a non, it's not an approved vaccination yet. It's still,
right.
You know, and so that has some significance here.
Right.
So we're in a non-vax shaming mode.
Now, I am hearing that the first vaccine they might approve, because it's the one that's getting the best results, is going to be the Moderna vaccine. Are you hearing that?
Maybe kind of, sort of.
Okay, because they really don't know what they're going to do.
Correct.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. Also, some medical groups out there, by the way, are saying that the vaccine mandates are good and that the healthcare workers must get vaccinated.
Yeah, I don't care what they say. You know, public opinion is not a reason to get a vaccine.
Nope.
This is a medical decision.
Yep.
And government doesn't make that decision. Employers don't make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see what the NFL does, because they're going to be fining these guys.
Yes.
I don't know. And then you've got some of these drug manufacturers that are looking for boosters. Now, the boosters may not be in the form of a shot. It may just be a pill.
Right.
It could be, we're in a little bit of everywhere right now.
And, of course, when we come back from the break we're about to take, we got something here. You wrote an article, but I also saw something yesterday about this, where France warned the United States way back in 2015. Let's see, who was the president then? Oh, gosh, Barack Obama, about the Wuhan lab it helped build. And this is coming from a former COVID-19 investigator. So hang on, folks. Here comes the music. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about that. Again, Denise wrote an article about it. You can find it at founderscode.com, founderscode.com. And I believe she also posted it up on the Facebook page for the radio show. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And remember, education of our youth is always critical. We had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were going to be in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. And the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids, and some adults might even get something out of this, too. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution, Choices Need to Be Made, and in volume number two, Tuggy Falls in Love During the War of 1812. Volume number three features Tuggy and his bride settle in the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends then goes on to move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. And don't forget, the books come in English and Spanish, and you can get them locally here in our area at Coastal Market 607 in Clearwater at 607 Clearwater Largo Road. That's the Coastal Market number 607, Clearwater Largo Road. And don't forget the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
All righty. Now, you wrote an article, and I saw this article yesterday, kind of ironic, Great Minds Think Alike.
France warned the United States back in 2015, when Barack Obama was the president, about the Wuhan lab that it helped to build. Now, a former COVID-19 investigator is the one that broke this story, and from there, everything transpired. So go ahead and tell us what you know about this.
Well, understand that France funded the original construction of the Wuhan lab, okay? That's the first thing. So in 2015, French intelligence warned the U.S. State Department and USAID, along with the French foreign minister, that China was cutting back on their collaboration at the lab, meaning that what was going on there with the agreement that they had with France, that they weren't going to collaborate as much or as comprehensively with other entities or other countries like France. That's the first thing. Then in 2017, China threw France out completely. So they paid for it, and then they threw them out.
Mm-hmm.
Then in January of 2021, let me go back. In 2015 and 2017, if they warned the State Department, that was actually John Kerry over at the State Department. So I guess, do we ask, what did John Kerry know and when did he know it? Don't you love that question?
Yeah, exactly.
So then here comes Mike Pompeo, and he actually warned that this is under the Trump administration, obviously, that the Wuhan lab had engaged in classified research under the Chinese military, and that had been going on since 2017. So between October of 2009 and May of 2019, for 10 years, not only did Fauci and crowd over at National Institute of Health give money to the Wuhan lab through Echo Health, but so did USAID. They gave them $1.1 million as well. Oh, no, our state, our not State Department, but our Department of Defense also did. So there's a lot going on here. The big question, too, is remember that Biden said he's giving a 100-day study to see where all this came from.
Right.
Yeah, so where are we with that study? Because I don't know. I think we're at the end of our 100 days here, or very close to it. The other fascinating thing that nobody really wants to mention here is that Nancy Pelosi would not allow any kind of a congressional study on all things Wuhan lab.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more happening here that's really quite concerning. But I think there are some, at least one committee in both the Senate and in the House that are doing their own investigation on this thing. And we have to kind of move quickly because we're not going to get anything out of China, but these variants are disturbing me. I mean, we're up to Delta, which means we already did Alpha and Beta and whatnot. I mean, how many more variants are out there? So, I'm not sure anybody's necessarily paying attention here that China, I mean, this variant allegedly came from India. Right. Now, remember, China and India were in or are in a quasi-military conflict.
Yeah, on the border.
Mm-hmm. So we have some very big things that we need to be considering here.
Now, COVID-19 case, this is a Washington Post hit here. COVID-19 cases are rising across the country as the Delta variant becomes more widespread, but state-level Republicans are still working to undermine public health officials' authority with new laws that limit officials' ability to institute mask mandates, the use of quarantine, and emergency orders. What are they referring to there? The fact that states are doing what the voters have asked them to do?
Well, the federal government is not going to mandate masks,
nope,
except for government agencies.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So they leave it to the states. Now, states are making decisions on their governor, legislative level, how they're going to invoke some kind of mandate going forward. Now, does that mean all state employees or state agencies, including schools, hospitals? So, I mean, we are facing a situation here where it's a deja vu moment. And this isn't pretty going forward, especially going into a school year, which what starts in about a month.
Right.
It isn't good.
Huh. Well, to be continued. Now, the Border Patrol apprehended 20,000 illegal aliens in 1 week in the busiest sector in Texas along the Rio Grande Valley.
There's some chatter that the Biden administration is reversing some of their posture here on, I don't want to call them deportations, but turning people around and sending them home or sending them back someplace.
It
appears the reason, this was kind of breaking last night.
Right, right.
And it appears, although they won't necessarily admit it, but it could be because of the pandemic. Things are really kind of out of control down there. And if you've got an administration that's telling everybody, hey, 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 go get your vaccination and go do this and go do that, yet they're letting all these people in, I mean, who's putting who at risk? You see what I'm saying? So, this one's going to get a little interesting, too.
By the way, Palm Beach, Florida, and our state just reinstated the mask policy for all individuals and fully vaccinated or not. All right, so we got to let you go. We'll talk to you tonight. Stay low.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon. So that's Palm Beach County in Florida. Now, again, that's a local thing. The only party that can supersede that would be the governor. We'll see what happens there, whether or not he steps in again like he's done before. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The final missing person in the collapse of a condominium tower in Surfside, Florida has been identified. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announced Monday the remains of 54-year-old Estella Hedeya were identified by authorities, bringing the death toll in the collapse to 98 people. She was the last person listed as unaccounted for in the collapse of the 12-story tower last month. And you'll soon need to prove you've had your COVID vaccination to enjoy a night out in San Francisco. The San Francisco Bar Owners Alliance, a group representing nearly 500 bars in the city, announced Monday that its members will require patrons to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test in order to drink in their bars. The group saying it agreed to the regulations after seeing a number of bar workers get infected by the virus while working. The rules are set to go into effect on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy has two locations to certify you as an aviation maintenance tech. I'll tell you where they are and give you a phone number to call right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, in both cases, you can give them a call and ask to take the tour of their facility and find out what they're all about. Now, the number to call is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at whichever one of those facilities is closest to you, whether it's the one here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida, or whether or not it's the one up there in Concord, Mass., which is
just outside the city of Boston. Now, remember, they also have the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu for you to look at. But if you take the tour and go to see in person, you're going to be able to talk to some students, talk to some instructors, and also get your finances arranged and find out what you have to do, if anything, to get your financial help there to pay for the course. Now, obviously, post 9/11 military veterans, if you have not used your educational benefits, guess what? You're covered 100%. Now, if you're pre 9/11, it's whatever benefits you have left. You might not have all of your benefits, or you might still have all of your benefits, or you might not have any at all. But if you have none, then you can go and apply for a conventional student loan. But what happens is, when you get that, the amount of money you're going to make as a certified aviation maintenance tech, you'll be able to pay off your loan extremely fast. Extremely fast. And pretty soon, you won't owe anybody anything because you're going to make a lot of money real quick. And you're going to get the opportunity to travel if that's what you want to do, depending on where you go to work, what company you go to work at. Now, the U.S. general in charge over at Afghanistan, who is not in Afghanistan anymore, he's in the area, but he's not in Afghanistan, has suggested that airstrikes in Afghanistan to support the Afghani troops are going to continue, even though the United States troops have pulled out and 99% of them are gone right now, except for who's at the embassy. Now, with the militants making advances across Afghanistan, controlling well over half the country, except for the provincial capitals, which they're working on, it appears that airstrikes are going to have to continue to support the Afghani forces because they're outgunned and outmanned and outtrained, I might add. The Taliban is a very formidable force. Now, you might also know that President Biden and the Iraqi Prime Minister yesterday announced the end of U.S. combat, the combat mission in Iraq at the end of the year. President Biden said that they've come to an agreement to end the U.S. military's combat mission in Iraq by the end of the year. However, once again, American air power will remain there, as they want advisors from the United States, which they'll get, and they also want the air presence from the United States, which I believe they'll get as well. So that's what's going to be going on there in Iraq, which again is a change from what it was. Now, the other thing is, we're finding out that many soldiers are not vaccinated. Now, the Army says they have a plan because there is a mandatory vaccination coming for the military. And Army leaders are moving to educate the unvaccinated as the deadly Delta variant starts to sweep through the country. And again, deadly to who? I think a lot of these numbers are being exaggerated, if you will, as to the who and the what and the where. But that's just me. I'll have to have a little bit more of I'll have to do a little bit more research before I can say with certainty, but it just kind of begins to sound like it. Now, the Navy, in 2022, that'll be a very big year for the Zumwalt-class destroyer program, as first-in-class Zumwalt and sister ship Michael Mansour continue finding their place in the fleet, and perhaps a debut at the major naval exercise coming up. The head of a naval surface navy told reporters that may be what will happen to show what the vessel can do. Again, these vessels, their Navy is still trying to build things up and keep things going so they can get their 350-ship Navy, which we'll see. We'll see. Now, the Senate Armed Services Committee, its fiscal 2022 defense policy bill, slapped down some of the U.S. Air Force's plans to retire legacy aircraft, mandating that the service retain the vulnerable A-10 Warthog. Now, the Warthog, in my opinion, is one of the best close-in aircraft that we've ever had. It can literally fly in and almost stop over a target and hit what it's aiming at and then zoom off. It's quite something to watch to see what they do. Now, another drone attack on an Iraqi base housing U.S. troops, but there was no injuries and no damage to report. The attack took place at the Basra base at 0123 a.m. local time over the weekend. Again, no surprise there. We know they're trying to hit our forces wherever they're at because they're trying to change the mood of the country, and that's the way that they figure they can do it. Now, the argument between Afghan security forces and the Taliban erupted inside the Taliban-controlled territory, piercing the near-complete silence with the gunshots, if you will, that were coming from the advancing Taliban forces that were being met all over Afghanistan by the Afghan military. Now, they are getting still air cover, which is all that's keeping the Afghan military afloat in many cases. We'll see what happens. Now, the 30th Armored Brigade Combat Team, which was deployed to the Middle East in late 2019, was expecting to train alongside partner nations and support operations against remnants of the Islamic State. Instead, they found themselves in the middle of the turbulent structure and fighting going on. By the way, the Taliban have captured up to 213 of Afghanistan's 419 district centers. That's almost half as of Monday, and they're still gaining. All right, we'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be on today. Talked to him yesterday. I have a lot to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, I'll tell you what. Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they also honor those who served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, and first responders and church pastors. They happen to be located on North Florida Avenue, right next to the Moss Nissan dealership, and you can find them online at mossacura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door and you might save a few more dollars that way. All right, well, joining us this morning, we have the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I want to mention something here. You know, we know prices are going up, but and I don't want to be the party pooper and the Grinch that stole Christmas,
But one of the most successful companies at Christmas time, toy companies, is Hasbro. They're the makers of Monopoly, Nerf, Dungeons and Dragons, and more. And they announced that they have a new price hike going into effect, some 12% above where they're at right now, which means, gee, the toys are going up by at least 12% at Christmas time, right?
It's the reality of their input costs. You know, toys are a little bit different than, you know, food. Food, many food companies, some of them are raising their prices. You've already had some major ones come out and tell you that. Other companies are acting in what they're called package architecture. For example, Oreo is now designing packages for their Oreos where, basically they're going to sell you less for, in essence, more. They have to rejigger their packaging to make it look like you really don't know the difference. This
right.
is, you know, what companies have to do when their prices go up. And again, if this filters down to you, certain items you may not see the price increase, but you're getting less within the package. Hasbro's toys, so they really can't do much to obviously cut back on the size of certain dolls and action figures and trucks and cars and all that stuff. So, yeah, they have to raise their prices. You and I have been talking about this for a long time.
Several years.
Now, mm-hmm. How it's been with us for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's really picking up steam. People thought I was crazy when I was saying, yeah, we're going to have inflation at close to 12%. Yep, sure. What's Hasbro raising the prices by 12%?
Right.
That's the reality of the situation.
And Newsmax magazine has an article this month that's entitled Biden's Hyperinflation. It's here.
Oh, it's here, all right. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's everywhere. You wouldn't believe. I mean, certain areas are different. I've been doing a lot of traveling as of late. You know, I almost paid, $4 a gallon for gasoline in Pennsylvania. I mean, it's certain areas. Obviously, the taxes are higher or whatever it may be. But, yeah, the cost of things has gone through the roof. It's patently absurd.
Now, stocks are kind of volatile. You never know if they're going to go up, going to go down, whatever. But stocks edged higher a little bit yesterday after getting off to a wobbly start and finished slightly higher. A lot of people go, well, you know, the stock market's doing well, so this, that, and the other. And then a lot of people are saying that the stock market's propped up, and you just don't know who to believe anymore.
Well, you know, listen, you know, certain companies out there have, you know, in particular, some of the leaders have done very, very well. The overall breadth of the S&P 500 has been okay. But again, that offers up opportunities. Companies that, and I'm going to be talking about it this weekend on my radio show, the need to cut and to trim your portfolio. When things are going well in certain positions, you cut them down to size, you take a little bit of a profit, and you rotate into assets that aren't doing as well.
Uh-huh.
I encourage people not to take a look at the stock market as a whole, and rather look at their portfolio and what they actually own.
Well, I've got a topic for you to talk about in your show this weekend. You ready?
Okay.
Jeff Bezos has offered NASA $2 billion in exchange for taking over the moon mission contract.
Wow. Is that qualify as make him an offer that they can't refuse?
John, sounds like it.
If NASA takes the $2 billion, what are they going to do with it if they're not going to do any space missions?
You're paying NASA
not to do work? I mean, I don't get it.
They're going to go to Mars.
Oh, okay, they're going to go to Mars. All right. Whatever, you know, floats your boat there. I mean, why does Bezos have to pay them to take over the moon, the moon launch when he can't just do it himself without paying them the $2 billion? Or does he need their information and their, the various different technology and science that they, you know, their proprietary information to go ahead and do that? Maybe he's stuck right now and he needs to buy it.
Now, Philip Morris is a cigarette company that's located in Richmond, Virginia. If you go up I-95, you'll see it as you travel up through the south end of Richmond on the, on the west side of the road. But anyway, Philip Morris says they're going to stop selling cigarettes altogether in the United Kingdom within the next decade.
That's also, you know, happening as, you know, obviously the demand has obviously come down. It's probably going to be moving into other, types of delivery products via vaping and other things, which have become, you know, pretty popular.
Yeah, vaping.
You see the little vaping stores, you know, here, there, and everywhere nowadays. So, you know, they obviously are kind of maybe moving in that direction.
Yeah. Now, Amazon, once again, the job posting that they've got up there, hints at a plan to accept cryptocurrency for getting someone a job.
Well, cryptocurrency, again, the idea that Amazon is going to accept cryptocurrency for payments, they denied that in 2022. Again, you got to understand, it's not a currency. Currency is something that's not going to move 20% over the course of an evening. Can't. As a business, you can't have major transactions done in something like that when you have that type of volatility. You know, imagine if you say, oh, I'm selling my house and I'm selling it in crypto. You know, you can pay me in cryptocurrency, and you wake up the next day and the actual currency has gone down by 20%. You know, it's like transactions are not conducted in those vehicles. A good breakdown for this as well is, you know, you take a look at the old currencies of the European Union, whether it be, you know, the lira, drachma in Greece, various different other currencies there. The major transactions that would take place back in the day were done in the more stable currencies. They were done in the pound, they were done in the Deutschmark, because of some of the volatility of smaller currencies. And those currencies weren't even close to as volatile as what we're dealing with cryptos.
Now, the other thing is, a Wall Street firm, I don't know who it is, I'm just reading the headline, has told their staff to take the week off.
That's nice.
I wonder who that is.
Take the week off. When was the last time, Matt, anybody ever told us to take the week off?
Never.
I know. It doesn't work that way. Even when you're on vacation, you're still working. So, you know, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, got to get it done, though. That's why we've had, and by the way, I'll never forget this as long as I live. You and I were in the same time slot, splitting the time with Rush Limbaugh was our competition from noon to three. Remember that?
Yeah. It was tough competition, that's for sure.
And our little station we were on got their only Arbitron rating they ever got down there in Sarasota with you and me back to back during Rush Limbaugh's prime time.
Yeah, I mean, again, the big kahuna, you know, that rest of soul, you know, he's well missed down there, but everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, curiosity, you know, the time slot that has been taken over, I have no idea. How is it that the new show been doing, you know?
Not very well.
Oh, it hasn't. Okay.
There's a lot of competition that's running up against those two guys, Buck Sexton and I forget the other guy's name.
Interesting.
A lot of competition, so they're in a group of people. And by the way, Bongino's show is on at that time too. So that's
Yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of new ones coming in. Yeah, I haven't really had the time to really try to check any of them out yet. I got to do that.
All right, we'll let you go, and hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and by the way, he's been all over the place doing all sorts of stuff. That's how come we couldn't figure out where he was. He was on airplanes. Oh, boy. I'll be right back with Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.